Armed with a whiteboard and a pen, Kenneth Gofigan Cooper goes over the morning's lesson plan at Kaka'ako Kitchen.
We're going to test the pronouns. Right? So basically, we have four different types of pronouns.
With the help of the Marianas Club and UH language professor Brant Songsong, Cooper has turned a corner of the restaurant into a buzzing classroom. Chamorros from across the island meet every Saturday morning to practice vocabulary, sentence structure, and casual conversation. Some drive into town all the way from Mililani or Schofield just to make the weekly meetings.
A lot of these Chamorros were, you know, born and raised in Guam or in the Sea of Mai. When they heard about the pocket, it really excited them, and they wanted to be a part of that. I really want to learn the language. You know, I moved out here for economic reasons, school, I'm in the military. Hearing that language again is a remnant of home. It reminds you where you come from.
Born and raised in Guam, Cooper moved to Oahu last year to pursue his master's at UH Manoa. He worries that Chamorro is on its way to becoming a lost language. Younger generations in Guam are more likely to speak English than their native tongue.
When I was 8 years old, my grandmother tried to teach me the language. By then, I was a little stubborn kid. Among my circle of friends, no one speaks the language. Chamorro language in Guam and in the Marianas is increasingly a second language, or a foreign language even. So it's quite a sad reality, and that's why I'm doing this.
Through his weekly classes, Cooper has fostered a sense of community among Chamorros living in Hawaii. Being around the spoken language has helped create a sense of belonging.
Hawaii has been a great example because I've met so many people who are just so deeply devoted to their language and bringing the language back and continuing to perpetuate the language. Other Pacific Islanders, other Oceanic peoples have been doing this. There is no reason why Chamorros can't.
Being out here kind of prompted me to learn the language just because it's a connection to home.
That's Francine, one of the students who's been coming to Cooper's class since it began last fall. She's also from Guam and says while her parents spoke the language at home, she was never able to join the conversation.
I always felt a certain disconnect with my parents because I could never answer. And so because of that, I feel I can at least talk to my father. Like whenever I do speak Chamorro to him, he gets this look of excitement on his face. I don't know. I guess he's glad that I'm taking the initiative to learn it.
Cooper says meeting people like Francine is a reminder that there is a passion within the Chamorro community to keep the language alive.
It tells us that this language will continue. It tells us that my grandchildren will speak the language. Just because there are 15 of us, those 15 people will speak to others, and those 15 people will pass it on to their children and their grandchildren, creating this legacy of Chamorro speakers that started from one class at Kaka'ako Kitchen.
Anyone interested in learning the Chamorro language is invited to drop in on the free weekly class. Meetings are at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. More details are on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.